Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been talking this week about initiative. And if you're the person that's not taking initiative, what you're doing is you're allowing someone else to take ownership of your destiny. And that position puts you one step away from victimhood. Because if you're a victim, you're going to blame other people for your problems. And in doing that, what you're really doing is you're relinquishing your power. And if you're that person that takes initiative, what you're doing is you're putting yourself back in control of your own destiny. So there's that person at work that just sits around and complains about everything that's happening to them. They come in during the day, they do their job, they leave at the end of the day, but they don't really bring anything. They don't bring any original thought, ideas, any direction to what they do. They're just going through the motions. We all know those people. We see those people. Right? Customer service, you call somebody, they can't think for themselves. They're just reading off a menu that's been given to them. How often do you run into that? And so often I think, I wish those people would just take initiative, make a decision, do something that lets me know that you're thinking for yourself and that you're taking ownership instead of blaming other people, passing it off and not taking responsibility. And as I said, if you are that person, what you're really doing is you're saying, I have no power to control what I'm doing here. I am a victim of what's happening around me. And then you blame people for what's happening around you. But if you're that person that takes the initiative, you are putting yourself in the driver's seat and taking control of where you want to go. And that is the difference. And if you have any desire to be successful in life, you have to be that person that really takes control and takes initiative and makes things happen. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher. It's good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. Right? We all have goals that we've set for ourselves. We want to get there. The question is, how can we do those things day in and day out to get us closer to that, to keep us on the path? That's exactly why I do this podcast every day. It's to keep you on that path towards reaching your goals. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in your nose, through your nose, and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion around initiative, and we're going to talk about children and people that you influence, getting them to take initiative. And how that can really drive them to become more successful. But for today, I just want you to think about yourself. Are you in that position where you're taking the initiative to get things done in your job, in your work, in your business? Are you putting it on someone else and relinquishing your power and becoming a victim? Right? The choice is fairly easy. You're either taking control and taking initiative to get there, or you're relinquishing control and you're becoming a victim. You decide which place you want to be. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.